Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 5. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta.
¿Qué tal, Mar? ¿Qué tal tu semana?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. Esta semana estoy de vacaciones.
Ah, pues qué bien.
Así que estoy muy relajada.
Esto perfecto. Entonces, cuéntame, ¿qué haces cuando estás muy relajada?
Bueno, pues hoy iba a ir al gimnasio. Esta mañana me iba a levantar con mucha energía, pero no ha ocurrido así. Me he quedado en la cama hasta tarde y, bueno, la verdad es que ahora estoy muy descansada.
Pues perfecto para hablar español, ¿no? Para...
Perfecto, muy bien.
Bueno, hoy tenemos un texto interesante de Rory. Uh-huh. Esta vez le toca a Rory. Y entonces vamos a escuchar el texto entero ahora.
Es un texto cargado de nuevas expresiones. Es un texto un poco largo, pero lo vamos a explicar todo parte por parte.
Pues muy bien, vamos a por ello.
Muy bien.
Now, as Carmen has said, this is quite a long text today, so we'll listen to it all, and then I'll give you, as usual, an explanation in English of the text. Let's listen to it now.
Hola, cielo. Ya sé que te vi ayer, pero tengo un ratito libre en el hotel y decidí escribirte un email. Supongo que estarás en tu puesto de vigilancia en la playa, salvando a nadadores o curando picaduras de jellyfish, ya no sé cómo se dice en castellano. Quería decirte que estoy muy contento de venir a pasar este verano a Mallorca contigo. Me lo estoy pasando en grande. De momento, en el hotel estamos tranquilos. Hay trabajo, pero Consuelo se organiza muy bien. Tiene paciencia conmigo. Como ya sabes, yo me encargo de alojar a los huéspedes en sus habitaciones, básicamente. Bueno, pues esta mañana, bien prontito, han llamado al teléfono de recepción, pero no había nadie aparte de mí. Así que he atendido el teléfono, me han preguntado por uno de nuestros huéspedes y yo he respondido, un momentito, por favor. Ahora le paso con la 236. Hasta allí, todo perfecto. Entonces, he marcado un número equivocado y he despertado a un señor mayor que se ha enfadado mucho conmigo. Entonces, no he pasado la llamada y el señor que llamaba por teléfono se ha enfadado también. ¡Menudo éxito! Por cierto, he utilizado bien los verbos. En Argentina siempre se utilizan formas simples, pero tú en clase me enseñaste que en España se dice he hecho en vez de hice. Y claro, I'm getting a bit lost. Anyway, bueno, tu tía llegó o ha llegado, ya no sé, al cabo de 10 minutos y me ha dicho que no pasaba nada y me ha enseñado cómo funciona la centralita. Después me ha mirado, ha sonreído y me ha dicho, nunca te irás a la cama sin saber algo nuevo. Así que también he aprendido otra frase. Creo que en inglés sería, you learn something new every day. Por eso, aunque hoy me he equivocado, me siento bien trabajando aquí. Ay, te tengo que decir una cosa. ¿Sabes qué? He recibido un email de mi amigo Alejandro. Es el chico argentino con el que vivía en Buenos Aires, con el que hacía submarinismo. Me cuenta que este verano viene de vacaciones a España, así que intentaremos vernos aquí en Mallorca. Tengo muchas ganas de verle. Creo que te caería muy bien. Es un chico muy simpático y cuenta buenas historias. Creo que aún no te he contado nuestras aventuras juntos. Mira, tengo una propuesta que hacerte. ¿Qué te parece si hoy, después del trabajo, vamos a la playa y hacemos un picnic? Ah, y hoy a las 10 de la noche hay cine al aire libre al lado de la Catedral de Santa María. Podríamos ir. Creo que ponen un clásico de Hitchcock. Hace tanto calor que me apetece estar en la calle cuando ya se ha ido el sol. Mándame un mensaje al móvil si te apetece. Un beso, guapa. Rory.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
¿Qué te ha parecido, Mark? A mí me ha gustado bastante.
Pues sí, no me gusta mucho la voz de Rory, decirlo.
Pero tenemos un nuevo personaje que enseguida va a entrar a escena,
sí, Alejandro. Pues lo que vamos a hacer ahora es escuchar un resumen del texto en inglés. This text, as we know, is based around an email from Rory to María in one of his free moments in the hotel.
Tengo un ratito libre en el hotel y decidí escribirte un email.
As we know, María is working as a lifeguard on the beach, and Rory imagines that she'll be saving swimmers and helping holidaymakers with her jellyfish stings. He's already enjoying his summer, and he's delighted that he decided to come to Mallorca to spend it with María. Things are fairly quiet in the hotel for the time being. Rory explains that Consuelo is very organized, and she's being very patient with him. It's his responsibility to help guests to their rooms. However, this morning it seems that he was alone in reception when the phone rang, so he had no choice but to answer it. The caller wanted to speak to one of the guests, and Rory connected him to what he thought was the correct room, but it turned out not to be, and he ended up waking up an elderly man. The guest was angry, and the caller was angry. Not the most successful of mornings. As we know, Rory is a learner of Spanish, and most of his learning happened in Argentina, so he's used to the structures used there, particularly when it comes to recounting events which happened in the past. He tends to use the preterite tense rather than the perfect tense, which would be used in Spain and some other parts of Latin America. Anyway, after checking with María that he's using his verbs correctly, he continues the story. Consuelo arrived and showed him how the phone system works, and told him, you learn something new every day.
Nunca te irás a la cama sin saber algo nuevo.
Rory has received an email from his friend Alejandro from Argentina, with whom he lived in Buenos Aires. Alejandro is also a keen scuba diver, and he's going to be coming to Spain to spend the summer travelling there. And he's planning on visiting Mallorca, so they'll be able to see each other, and Rory is sure that María and Alejandro will get on well together. Rory ends his email by suggesting that after work, he and María go for a picnic.
There's also a showing of a Hitchcock film in the Open Air Cinema in Palma. Rory feels that given the heat, the best place to be is outside after the sun goes down.
Hace tanto calor que me apetece estar en la calle cuando ya se ha ido el sol.
And we'll talk about that phrase in just a moment. He asks Maria to send him an SMS if she would like to go to the cinema. And with that, he finishes his email. Let's come back to that phrase now, Carmen. Say it again, please, for us.
Hace tanto calor que me apetece estar en la calle cuando ya se ha ido el sol.
So, hace tanto calor. It's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hace tanto calor. And it's interesting there because it literally means it does so much heat.
Exactly, yeah.
Of course,
it's so hot that
it's so hot.
I've got to do something.
So, hace calor, it's warm, mm-hmm, or it's hot, but literally, it does heat. It makes heat. So, we have to say it makes so much heat. Hace tanto calor.
Mm-hmm.
Que me apetece estar en la calle, in the case of Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Que me apetece. That's a nice expression too.
Sí, very nice. That I feel like doing something.
So me apetece ir al cine esta noche.
Mm-hmm.
I
Correcto.
Feel like going to the cinema. Let's try a couple of examples of that with our listeners.
Me apetece tomar un refresco esta tarde.
So I feel like going for a drink this evening,
mm-hmm,
or I fancy going for a drink.
Exacto, es el mismo significado.
And of course the subject of this is, in this case, the drink.
Exacto.
El refresco me apetece. It pleases me, or it attracts me, or it entices me, or something like that. It's difficult to translate like that, of course, because it really is I feel like something.
Mm-hmm.
However, of course, the subject and object change in Spanish.
Con otra expresión del tiempo también podemos utilizar el frío, ¿vale? Podemos decir, hace tanto frío que no me apetece salir de mi casa.
Perfecto, muy buen ejemplo. Hace tanto frío que no me apetece salir de casa. Muy bien. Okay, it's now time where we need to say adios to our listeners who are listening to the preview version of this episode. We hope that you found it useful. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about how you can access all the premium episodes, the premium elements of these episodes, you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you'll be able to download some samples of our premium content.
Muy bien, amigos, pues nos vemos pronto.
Muy bien, hasta luego.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.